Welcome to the Thursday, October 26th, High Stakes Fantasy Advantage podcast, along with the gang. All three of us are here, myself, Tom, and Derek. And guys, we're in a great mood, Tom, because we just finished our show last night, got home at 11 o'clock, and it was a lot of fun, actually, the SiriusXM show. We had some good guests last night, and we gave some bold predictions, didn't we? Bold. Well, yeah, I mean, we're pretty bad at this right now. At least we're on a bad roll. But I did like both of ours. You went all in with the Bengals. I think the Bengals are in a great spot this week against the Colts. I went all in with Kelvin Benjamin. I think it's a great spot for the Panther passing game. So maybe, hopefully we both do well, but it'd be nice if one of us had something to talk about next week. Derek, how can we be so bad in these bold predictions? I mean, we're taking one, I know. We're not going way out of the way.
By the way, you know what? I think I said last week Delanie Walker would catch at least six passes for over 60 yards and two touchdowns. What happened? He had seven receptions for over 60 yards. Mariota missed him on an easy touchdown, and he had him for another one. I should have gotten mine right. The football gods hate Delanie Walker.
You think that counts then, huh? Tom, Derek, how do we get this so bad? How are we so bad?
That's kind of what bold predictions are. Yeah, I don't know. You guys don't know much about football anyway, so that's part of that. That's half the problem.
Wow.
I don't know. I liked your bold predictions last night. I agree. I like the Bengals call and Kelvin Benjamin. Let's see. Cam.
All right.
Last time Cam went out and did something stupid like he did again yesterday. Went out and had a nice game. So we'll see.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. All right. We want to talk about daily drafts too because we've got them. At playnffc.com, go there, click on that big banner, and you're going to be doing daily drafts. We've already had a couple dozen two-man drafts already leading into the Thursday game. Guys, that's cool. I mean, I'm really happy. We finally put player accounts. They got money in them from baseball, and some of those guys are transferring over to football and doing daily drafts in football. That's what we like to see. Get money on your accounts. Make more money in the daily drafts. Tom, I love these two-teamers. They're done in 5 minutes. What the hell? You got a little skin in the game for tonight's game, right?
Yeah, I mean, entry fees start as low as $5. I mean, come on, you got $5. Throw a little extra fun into each week. They're weekly contests. We got the Thursday slate up, so if you want to take a shot with the game tonight, you can do that. Yeah, it's a lot of fun. It's a great way to add on to your season-long leagues and just have a little more fun each week.
That's right, Derek. We're going to add some scheduled drafts on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday morning. We know the sit-and-goes are the most popular, but hey, if you want to do a draft and you just don't have time to just jump in and wait for it to fill, the scheduled drafts are the way to go, right?
Yeah, they are. We added a couple, starting week six, we actually added a feature where if you get in one of these scheduled drafts, actually sit-and-goes too if they actually fill, but if you're getting a 10 if you get in a 10-teamer with a $100 entry or more and you are the overall high score for the week, you actually get into a final table, if you will, like kind of like the World Series of Poker in week 16, in which you get in free and you get to play for a seat in our Vegas primetime or classic, I guess, whatever you choose, but next season. So we have that option out there. And also for same kind of deal for five-teamers with a $100 entry or more, same type of thing. If you're the overall high score there, you end up in a Week 16 final table to play for our RotoWire Online Championship free seat, and that's one of our most popular contests. So both grand prizes there, you're talking, you know, $100,000 or $150,000. So not happy.
Yeah, definitely. We've had four or five team $100 ones already, so we're going to have a couple of leagues, I think, at the end of the year going for the freebies. So we're definitely going to do that. Those have been pretty popular. The five team $100 ones are a lot of fun, and you win $425. All right, let's talk about tonight's game because people are going to be setting lineups. We'll let you know if you should use anybody from tonight's game. I don't like this game, Tom. We had the reporter on last night. Who was that? Luke Jones from WNST in Baltimore. I think he predicted like 13-6 or some goofy score like that. I think it's going to be like 18-3, seven field goals or something stupid. But this is the lowest scoring game according to Vegas, 37.5. And surprisingly, the Ravens are 3-point favorites. How are the Ravens 3-point favorites? Just home field?
That's it. It's home field. Yeah, I'm not looking forward to this game at all. We got a suspect offense with Miami. Maybe they're better with Matt Moore. Maybe they get Devontae Parker back. Certainly that would help them if they did. The Ravens, though, are just a disaster on offense. And the Dolphins' defense is pretty darn solid. So I don't know how this is a favorite situation for Baltimore. They can't score. They can't do anything offensively, and they're playing a good defense. And their run defense is just atrocious. So I'm not excited about this one. Hopefully we're wrong. The last time I think we both bashed a game was like week two or three. That was that 49ers game that went bananas. Yeah. Hopefully it's another good one like that, but I'm not optimistic going in.
I don't think it's going to end up like that, but I sure hope it does. Well, Derek, who are you starting from this game? Anybody. Give me anybody you're starting in this game.
Real quick before I give you my starters, everyone seems to be predicting a low-scoring game. But the general betting public is must-have Thursday Night Fever because right now about 67% of the money that's come in Vegas is on the over. And about 57% taking the Dolphins. So people are agreeing that it's probably the Dolphins, but a lot of people, I don't know if it's just the excitement of the last few Thursday night games, but that's a lot of money to be on the over in this. So
surprising.
Yeah, but my starters, again, at this point, I think I mentioned yesterday, it's just talking kickers is so fun. It's Justin Tucker. And if I'm in a dire situation in my flex, Buck Allen. I won't play Macklin. Have we seen if Mike Wallace is going to play? I can't believe he got knocked out on Sunday. I can't believe he can play tonight. So
yeah, the beat reporter didn't think he'd play either.
Miami side, I think you obviously got to start Jarvis Landry and you got to start Jay Ajayi. After that, I don't know. Devontae Parker's not playing, right? Is that what it sounds like too?
We don't know. Okay. I mean, it's game true time game decision. Time. All right, so
I'm probably not running Devontae Parker out there. If you're in a little bit deeper league, Kenny Stills and Matt Moore have a connection, so I guess you could probably throw Kenny Stills out there as a wide receiver three or a flex. I would start Kenny Stills over Buck Allen, actually, in this game in my flex if I'm forced with that decision.
Yeah, I agree with you there. I mean, Matt Moore was targeting him last week, so I would go there as well. All right, let's talk about that stupid London game. It's got the stupid Vikings.
It's not stupid this week. Not this week.
It's stupid all around. I just said stupid, stupid, stupid. So this one's got an over-under of 38. Can the Browns score at all? I mean, they're not going to score on this defense, are they? Maybe a field goal?
Well, yeah, their field goal kicker is terrible.
This is a
game. He's playing on a soccer pitch. He might be able to hit one from the soccer pitch.
Yeah,
I hate these games. These are stupid.
Nah, I mean, the London fans love the Vikings, actually. It's about the third or fourth time we've been over there. You'll see that stadium will be it'll be purple. So this is a game the Vikings should, on paper, thoroughly just dominate. The Browns are awful. This sets up to, I mean, the Vikings, like you said, the Vikings defense should just take this game over. I don't know that I'm expecting a ton from the Vikings offense. Cleveland's defense is pretty solid on the run. I don't know. I feel like the Vikings win this game probably something almost like last week where it's 24-9 or something like that. Maybe six. I don't see the Browns moving the ball much. Early morning game. I'm not that excited to get up for it, but this is a game the Vikings need to win. They'll be sitting good after this at 6-2. So,
Certainly will. Yeah. I mean, they got control of the division. I think they really do. I mean, Packers aren't going to be 500. I don't see the Lions holding on as well. All right, 21-6. The over under is 38 on that one. Tom, you got over on that one or under? I think it's a dominant game. I could see something like 31-3 or something. I think the Vikings just steamroll this game. They should control it. They may get Stephon Diggs back. We'll see about that. I don't think they need him for this game. So Thielen, Rudolph,
McKinnon, Latavius Murray, everybody looking pretty good. Heck, Case Keenum with six teams on a bye. Why the heck not? He might be able to be a decent streamer this week. So I like the Vikings a lot this week.
All right, before we talk about our bold predictions, let's talk a little bit about that baseball game last night. Did you watch that thing to the end? That was a crazy game. Some people are saying it may be one of the top 10, top 15 World Series games of all time. I mean, the Astros, they've got young talent, haven't been in this situation before. Boy, did those guys rise to the occasion. Talk about Altuve, Springer with the home run. That game last night is baseball to its core today. Home runs and strikeouts. Home runs and strikeouts. Eight home runs last night, but what a hell of a game. Derek, did you stay up for that one?
I did. I watched the whole thing. You know I'm a baseball guy, so yeah, it was... I actually had some, let's say, a friendly wager down, and it did not hit. But it was a great game. I liked it. It was these two teams too. The way these two teams are built, I could see. I mean, I know when you get to the baseball playoffs, and anything can happen because the series are so short. But the way the Dodgers and the Astros are set up moving forward, these guys could be perennial favorites to meet in the World Series yeah. next 5 or 6 years. The way they're built, so this is. I don't think this is the end of what we've seen. And like you said, this is gonna be a great series. 1-1. You always hope you have a split after the first two, so that you got a good series moving forward. I made my projection Astros in six, and I'm sticking with it. I think they're gonna pull this out.
Well, it's interesting because it's a 2-3-2 series, so the next three are in Houston right now. Yep. So if they're gonna win in six, that means they're winning in Los Angeles. I think it's going back to Los Angeles. Good series though. I think this is great. You know, Tom, we were talking yesterday, just not. Talking about the second round, Correa's in the second round, Springer's at the end of the second round, early third round. Those are two young guys, boy, I'd love to target this year. If they stay healthy and play 150-plus games, those two guys are going to be first-rounders the year after.
Yeah, it's exciting. I didn't know they were still playing baseball after July, but...
Stop it.
It's very exciting. I know, I love Correa. I'm surprised that he's not a first-round pick. He wasn't last year either. So, yeah, if you can get a guy like that late first at the turn, I think that's a pretty good way to start off. You know, he's a talented guy, and I agree with Derek. You know, both of these teams are really set up for the next several years. Young stars on both teams, well-run organizations, good managers. I just wanted a good series, and that's why I think Houston needed to win last night. They did, so I think we can get ourselves a really good series now.
All right, let's do some bold predictions. We did a couple last night. We didn't tell Derek to come up with one. Derek, you're going to have to come up with a bold prediction here while we tell ours. But last night I said I'm going with the three-pack. It's during our Wednesday night six-pack, so I went with a three-pack on top of that. I took three Bengals. Bengals are at home against the Colts. The over-under is 41. That must mean the Bengals are going to win like 38-6 or something like that, because I think they're just going to roll it. Start Andy Dalton. He's going to be a top five quarterback this week. Start A.J. Green. He's going to be a top two running wide receiver this week. Two receptions, touchdown receptions for A.J. Green. And start Joe Mixon. This is the time that they finally give Mixon the ball and leave him out there. Last week I saw him give it to Jeremy Hill. He fell down for like 2 yards. It was like a wasted play. Why even run the play for that guy? Nothing good is going to happen. Maybe 3 yards instead of two, but nothing. It's Joe Mixon time this week. Start all three of those guys. That's the breakout this week. Tom?
Yeah, I like that. You know what? Brandon LaFell is not a bad reach this week either with six teams on a bye. I love the Bengals offense. My bold prediction last night, and I'll say it again, was Kelvin Benjamin's going to be a top five wide receiver this week. The matchup is ridiculously good. The Buccaneers secondary is atrocious. They are bleeding production in the passing game to wide receivers. I'm going to say Kelvin Benjamin's going to get at least six catches, at least 100 yards, and at least one touchdown.
All right, Derek, give us one.
I want four. I got four of them for you right off the top of my head. two of them tonight. J.H.I. does score a touchdown. Joe Flacco completes a pass longer than 5 yards.
That's a bold prediction.
That is bold.
And then let's do two. I got two quarterbacks for you. C.J. Beathard chasing Carson Wentz and the Eagles all game long, finishes as a top 10 QB this week.
Wow.
Yep. There you go. Well, so, I'm going bold here. We're going bold. Matt Stafford, four TD passes against the Steelers. Book it.
Whoa! Against
off the bye, out of the bye, four TDs against the Steelers. Lions win.
Without Golden Tate?
Lions win.
Wow. Oh, I can see the Lions winning. That wouldn't shock me. Four TD passes?
Four TDs.
That is bold. All right, like, if that's like the stuff Irvin throws out there on NFL Network on Sunday morning.
Come on,
Jay Jai is going
to
rush for
500 yards. Come on, don't compare me to that guy.
That's exactly what that was. There's no way. Let's have a gentleman's bet on that. There's no way Stafford throws four TDs against that.
I'll get over under 2.5. What are you taking the under?
Absolutely.
All right, I'll take that bet. What do we want to bet? Let's get it down.
Gentlemen,
okay.
We're gonna see each other in St. Louis.
That's true. We'll come up with something then.
It has to be something with beers. I hope.
Yeah. We'll figure something out.
And I hope I get some of it from whoever has to buy. That's what I want. So.
You can be the escrow holder. So yeah, you can get in on that.
All right. I'll tell you what. If you get that last bold prediction, you're on Wednesday nights every Wednesday night until you got it wrong. All right.
Sounds good.
Sirius XL. All right. That's our bold predictions for today. We'll go over the Sunday games tomorrow on our podcast. But that gets you started for today. Play a little daily with us. Use your NFBC money if you want, or buy your wife something nice with that NFBC money. But checks are in the mail. Man, we can hardly wait till you get all this prize money. We can hardly wait to get baseball up and going. But for now, let's do some daily drafts and let's have a good week 8. All right. Thanks everyone for joining us. We'll be back tomorrow.
Sounds good. On a morning from a forgotten movie, in a country where they turn by time, you go strolling through the crowd.